1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. It is 8:38, and one of our good friends, Jan Musin, coming on board this morning. Jan, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Enjoying all the slushy weather out there?
Okay, no.
Somehow I knew that.
I like it when it's nice and dry, because I'm really worried about falling in this slushy weather.
I don't blame you. I know maybe some of our listeners know and some don't, but you had a mishap several years ago. You've been recovering from that ever since. It's been a real challenge for you. So our thoughts and prayers continue to go to you, and hopefully healing will continue.
Yes, hopefully. The cast comes off in a couple of weeks, and
hopefully
it's healed enough that I can actually walk again.
Oh, that would be just so wonderful. And then, of course, by next year, you'll be doing 5Ks, and, you know.
We can only hope.
Huh? I love the dead silence. You'll be running marathons. Crickets, chirp, chirp,
chirp.
Yeah. Oh, let's talk about our lawns. Of course, now the snow that we had is pretty much melted because the rain coming down, and it's been a little milder. But is it still okay to get those leaves up if we have some on the lawn, or should we just leave them at this point?
No. Always get those leaves off the ground. We should have a little bit now where it gets up to 50, I believe I heard you say.
Mm-hmm.
Get those up and off the lawn. They are not going to do it any good sitting on the lawn. You'll just have more problems next spring. And why give yourself problems?
Great. Thanks, Jan. That means I have to go rake some more. I was hoping you'd say just leave them there all winter long.
No, I am not. I am going to be the advocate of getting out there and getting them off.
The voice of reason. That's you. All right, Jan Musin. Let's talk about the little birds flying around. There's still a lot of birds that have not gone south, and a lot of them stay here all winter long. Time to clean out those bird feeders, right?
Clean out those bird feeders and get them filled, because there is just a ton of winter birds. It's fun to watch them in the winter. They seem to kind of congregate by your feeder.
Oh, yes.
I really, honestly, enjoy it. My cat enjoys it. Just to watch the feeder and how much is going on out there. And this week, DeBrine's is having their, every week we've been featuring one of our birdseed mixes on sale. And This week it's the Will's Junco mix. And that is a 40-pound bag is $8.98. And that's a great deal right now.
It is a great deal for 40 pounds?
Yes.
That's a lot of birdseed. That's awesome.
That's a lot of bird seed, so, you know, stock on up this week. We've got it on sale this week.
And isn't that the type of seed where the birds pretty much eat everything? You don't get a lot of the shells and stuff?
That's a pretty good one, and it's kind of meant for those birds that throw it all on the ground and
uh-huh.
the ground feeders. But we do have a Jan's No Waste mix there, too, and that's nothing on the ground. No shells, no nothing that goes on the ground. It is all eaten up, so you don't have any mess. So you don't have to clean that up come spring.
Mm-hmm. Under the bird feeder, all over the deck. I know all about that.
Yes. So if you use Jan's No Waste, you don't have that problem.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let's talk about attracting more birds to our feeders. How do we do that? Is there a special type of mixture we should use, or should we go out there and maybe make funny faces at them so they come and wonder what's going on? What do you think?
Down. Yeah, come on over here. No, you know, they need three things, food, shelter, and water. And if you've got some bushes or some pine trees in your backyard, that gives them the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Your bird feeder is the feed. Water is the big key here. Fresh water that they can drink. Not necessarily that they can bathe in this time of year,
mm-hmm.
but they can drink. That you will open up a door to 1,000 birds in your backyard if you put water out.
See, it's funny because we've already emptied out our bird bath. Do you think we should leave that available a little bit longer?
I put fresh water out in mine every morning.
We just put warm water out there so it doesn't freeze?
You know, if it freezes during the day, it's fine. They've got a couple hours in the morning where the water is open and clear. And,
okay.
and they know when I put it out, they're right there. So that's kind of fun to watch them all. They kind of wait for me to kind of stick my arm out the window and fill it up. And they're there. But if, you know, if you don't want to, if you think that's just too much of a big deal, we do have bird bath heaters that you can put in your existing bird bath. They're thermostatically controlled. They aren't going to be on all the time. They just keep the water above freezing.
That sounds like we're spoiling our birds way too much. Come on.
Anything, but, yeah.
What a great idea, though. That's very cool.
Yeah, with an ordering margaritas or anything.
That's right. Room service will be here any minute, little bird.
Yes, don't worry. The towels. I mean, yes.
Oh, that's
the
awesome.
The will be here soon. But so. No, it just keeps it above above freezing so they can drink fresh water. It's a real time saver. They can eat snow for the moisture,
mm-hmm.
but that requires so many calories to change the snow into water just to heat it up.
Oh,
and
wow.
They don't need to waste their calories on that. They need to waste their calories on keeping warm this time of year.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the what's going on down on the ground, like in the old strawberry patch. Do you recommend just leaving the old strawberry plants the way they are and let them kind of decompose over the winter, or should we be mulching those in? What do you think is the best way to go there?
They should be pretty much all collapsed. The leaves on the ground by now, the frost has taken care of most of the plants. We really want to save the crowns of the plants. So this is the time of the year that we put the mulch over the strawberry plants.
Okay.
And you know, don't make it 6 inches deep or anything, but just enough to make a light blanket. 2 to 3 inches of straw works fine over your strawberry plants.
How about leaves? Can I throw my old leaves? I want to get rid of my leaves somehow.
Leaves, don't you? I guess you, if they're pretty dry, you uh-huh. can probably use those too.
If you crunch them up a little bit, or I know my neighbor's got one of those shredders.
Yeah, that probably would be better. You just want something that isn't going to promote a lot of mold growth on there. But we just want a nice little blanket of something over top of them to protect the crowns. Especially it protects them from, you know, when it freezes and it thaws and freezes and thaws here in Michigan during the winter. It pushes those strawberry plants up out of the ground, just like it does with your perennials.
Right, right.
And then that basically kills them. So we don't want that to happen. So we want that little blanket on there so it keeps it the same temperature.
I was talking about spring bulbs. Is it too late to plant those, or can I still do that?
No, hey, it's going to be 50 degrees tomorrow. Get out there, and if you haven't planted your bulbs yet, get out there, put them in the ground. You're not going to have them in the spring if you don't put them in the fall.
Even my tulip bulbs? It's not too late for that?
It is not too late.
That's awesome.
I have done those already the day after Christmas, where I have dug through 6-7 inches of snow to put on my tulip bulbs.
Oh, you're not the only one that's done that, huh?
Oh, God. I hate to admit it, but I am one of those that's done it. But, you know, hey, if you don't want to go outside and do it, if you got some pots, plant your bulbs inside in the pots and then put them in your garage or someplace where it's going to be cold.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I usually water them well first, cover them with a black plastic bag, leave them in the cold for 2 months.
And that won't, when you, by watering them, that won't cause them to sprout or anything?
Nope. After 2 months, their dormant period is basically over.
Okay.
Bring them inside. Put them in a sunny window. Oh, my goodness, they'll just take off and they'll bloom inside for you.
Well, speaking
really
of inside.
Easy to do.
Well,
yeah.
Speaking of inside, I'm a big fan of fresh Christmas trees. Do you have some tips for me on how to keep that tree lasting a little bit longer?
Yeah, as soon as you bring your Christmas tree home, take another inch, half inch to an inch off the bottom of the tree.
Okay.
Give it a fresh cut so it can absorb water quicker, and immerse it in a great big old bucket of water.
Mm-hmm. I know some people put aspirin and things in their water. Does that really do any good or not?
Excuse me. Some people will do that.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Michigan State this year is advising just plenty of fresh water.
Okay. So what's the rule of thumb on that? How much water? Just completely full all the time?
It's got to be full. And they're also, you know, sometimes you've got your tree, you know, the reservoir that you put the water in for your tree.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks so big when you get it. But remember, once you put that trunk in there, that takes up a lot of room.
Yes,
so there
it does.
Isn't near as much water that can go in there anymore. So you're going to be over there watering it several times a day. And for every inch of tree diameter, you're going to figure on a quart of water a day.
So oh, wow.
Like a 4-inch tree diameter. That's 4 quarts or a gallon of water a day it's going to take up.
Keep them watered. You don't want to have your tree end up like the Griswold family Christmas tree. That would not be good.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would not be
Christmas,
so fun.
We would all remember.
Oh, my gosh, would we ever. All right, before we let you go, let's talk about keeping the ice and snow melted outside our door. Do you got any good recommendations there?
I have a couple of good recommendations. I'm using something called green salt right now. Not that it looks green,
mm-hmm.
but I guess it's supposed to be environmentally friendly. And it actually has something in it that keeps, it was put down, I don't know, 2 weeks ago already. And it has something in there that helps it from refreezing.
Really?
Really working well on my wheelchair ramp here.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's something to think about, but we've got a bunch of different choices at DeBrine's, and we can help you pick out what you need.
Just go over and see you there in Zeeland. Tell everybody where you're located in case they're not familiar with that.
We are at the corner of Elm and Washington in Zeeland. That's just one block north of the little one block downtown Zeeland. And the phone number is 772-2316. If you have some questions for one of our master gardeners or one of our guys or me, we'll be glad to answer it.
All right. Before I let you go, on a positive note, days start getting longer, Jan, in about a little less than 3 weeks now.
Hallelujah.
It's great news, isn't it?
You know, that's about the time I get my cast off. Yes.
See?
Everything will be fine then.
The sun will come out tomorrow. All right, Jan Muesten, Thank you very much for joining us. All right?
Thank you, Brent.
Take care of yourself. We'll talk to you next week.
Yep.
Okay, bye now.
Bye.